This is KPGZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news for Jefferson and Clallam counties for Tuesday, November 22nd, 2022. This just in, breaking news. Pupils, teachers, and administrators of the Swan School delivered 6 wagons of food to the Port Townsend Food Bank this morning. Complete with flags and banners, they walked a half a mile in the drizzle and the wind to get the food to the food bank this morning at around 10:15 a.m. Emily Gaughan, the head of the Swan School, said that after the wagons are unloaded from the food, the little kids will sit in the wagons and the big kids will haul them back to the Swan School so that they can resume their normal day's activities. It's great to see kids helping out. Some rain today and a bit breezy this morning in Port Townsend. Temperatures this week are seasonably mild, lows in the 40s at night and highs in the upper 40s to low 50s. Across the country, the weather promises to be very good just about everywhere else in the lower 48, so flight delays and challenges with air travel are unlikely to be weather-related. WashDOT sent this message last night that tidal currents will cancel 4 sailings from Port Townsend and Coopville today. On the Washington DOT website, you can see their tidal cancellations table. For a complete list of affected dates and departures, there's a link on the transcript. So today, November 22nd, due to tidal currents, the 5:15 p.m. and 6:45 p.m. from Port Townsend and the 6 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. sailings from Coopville are canceled. Also from WashDOT, pack your patience if boarding a state ferry in a vehicle for Thanksgiving travel. Check online schedules often, especially for the Edmonds-Kingston route. In addition, all riders should regularly check online sailing schedules as some timetables are dependent on staffing. Schedules are likely to change frequently on the Edmonds-Kingston route, where a second boat is added daily if crews are available. Customers are encouraged to sign up for rider alerts to receive an update each night and each morning on what schedule is operating on each run. The alerts also provide updates if staff shortages lead to unexpected service reductions. Patty Robstello, head of WSF, said, quote, "Please thank our employees working over the long Thanksgiving weekend as they are sacrificing time with their families and friends to make sure thousands of people can get to and from their holiday destinations safely." Close quote. Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bentz delivered the now monthly public health briefing to the Jefferson County Board of County Commissioners yesterday. And here are some highlights from their remarks. In Jefferson County, the two-week COVID-19 case rate is 181 per 100,000 people. No one is currently hospitalized. 37 new cases were added this past week for a total of 6,244 cases. There was one more death this past week, bringing the total count of COVID-19-related deaths in Jefferson County to 33. Dr. Berry estimated that 20%, just 20% of COVID-19 cases in Jefferson County were reported to public health last week. Across the U.S., the COVID numbers are relatively stable, but still, 286 people are dying every day from the virus across America. For comparison, Dr. Berry said a bad flu outbreak in a typical year kills 60 to 80 people per day. Dr. Berry said that pediatric beds in children's hospitals across the country are overrun with cases of RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, in small children. She said we can all reduce the strain on local hospitals by doing a simple thing, wearing a mask in indoor spaces. The same thing she's been emphasizing for months about COVID can also apply to slowing or stopping the spread of RSV. Wear a mask, increase ventilation, protect children, the elderly, and the immunocompromised by doing these simple things. To slow the spread of COVID, do all these things, plus take a rapid test before gathering for holiday gatherings, get a flu shot, and the latest bivalent booster shot. Stay home if you are sick, even if it is a common cold. Willie Bentz said the Department of Emergency Management is still assessing the damage and fallout from the catastrophic windstorm 2 weeks ago in order to apply for assistance from FEMA. He believes that they will have that finished in the next month or so and get a determination from FEMA a short time after that. You can still report positive home test results on the Jefferson County Public Health website. There is a link on the transcript. One last thing. PT City Manager John Morrow, speaking with co-host Taylor Clark on Bureaucracy Now! This past Thursday, is asking everyone to pump the brakes around the issue of Kevin Mason's raccoon house uptown. The petition to save it now has over 2,500 signatures. KPGZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.